This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Russia and Hong Kong have closed some border crossings with mainland China over fears of contagion from the deadly coronavirus, which has killed more than 100 people in China. Infections have been found in more than a dozen countries. Joe Davies reports.
Checkpoints now surround China's lockdown area, home to nearly 60 million people, and the epicenter of the coronavirus's rising global health concerns. Every driver and passenger that passes in and out of Hubei province here is tested. Anyone found with a high temperature is told to go to a hospital immediately. Three Russian regions have now closed their borders with China, and Hong Kong has suspended its high-speed rail and ferry services to the mainland. Leader Carrie Lam urged all residents of the city currently on the mainland to return as soon as possible and stay home for 2 weeks. Telling that everyone at her news conference was wearing a protective mask, including the leader herself. In Japan, the government is sending a chartered flight to Wuhan to evacuate its citizens. France, the US, Germany and Spain are among other countries doing the same.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced Wednesday the Australian government is moving to evacuate its citizens from Wuhan as a result of the deadly new virus.
We have taken a decision this morning to prepare a plan for an operation to provide some assisted departures for isolated and vulnerable Australians in Wuhan and the Hubei province. This will be done subject, obviously, to working closely and with the authority and approval of the Chinese government.
Morrison also said those evacuated will be taken to the remote Christmas Island for quarantine. Morrison said about 1 million face masks will be released from its stockpile in Australia. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump's lawyer.